Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney. Yesterday, we spent a lot of the day talking about the tragic passing of Chris Cornell, who died here in Detroit. Medical examiner now ruling it a suicide. He played at the Fox Theater Wednesday night, went back to his hotel room at the MGM Grand, and took his own life. And yesterday, around the country, around the internet, there was a lot of reflections on his life and his impact on the music business. But of course, it puts, you know, Soundgarden up in terms of the grunge movement and what the grunge movement means to music. And then we start talking about bands. And I will defer to you and the listeners for a large portion on this, Stoney. However, Nirvana, the band.
I missed that whole grunge era.
Well, you didn't miss it. You just didn't get into it.
Well, because I was listening to
Springsteen,
sports and classic rock.
Okay.
That's all I cared about.
But you could argue that you missed every musical fad because of Springsteen.
No,
right?
not Springsteen.
Rap?
That era.
Yeah. Bubblegum Pop?
Bubblegum Pop I liked.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't just Springsteen. It was that era. That was, you know, you're in your car and you want to hear something that you like, so you put on something you're familiar with. I know you would put on a different radio station than ours at the time. And it's funny because the other day I was driving and I said, you know, I got to start, you know, trying to figure out what else is going on, you know, musically. So I put on our sister station Amp and their competitor, like back and forth. They had the exact same song on.
Yeah.
It was at the exact same time.
Hey, listen, I have kids.
It was a song by Chance the Rapper. And featuring Justin Bieber. I don't remember the name of the song.
My kids love Amp. We listen to Amp in our car almost all exclusively. They love Amp. My daughter likes Rat and Puff more than she likes me. And there's no doubt. There's not even a debate.
That's pretty understandable. Now, let's cut to the chase here, because this is something I'd propose to you guys on the Cornell thing. I've always liked Soundgarden. I like them more than Nirvana. I like Pearl Jam more than Nirvana. Alice in Chains more than Nirvana.
And what do you have against Nirvana?
Stone Temple Pilots more than Nirvana.
Uh-huh.
I've always contended that Nirvana is overrated.
Because of his early death?
Yes. That it brought a mystique to it, to them, that's not completely, I don't think their music quality is any better than any of those other bands I just said.
Okay.
And in fact, I prefer them other bands. Well, like Smells Like Teen Spirit was the first of the grunge songs
to go mainstream,
to go big and be number one, and the video was on MTV all the time. And I just think in general that I would put Nirvana fifth among those five bands, and therefore I believe Nirvana's overrated.
Well, here's what I think is overrated. I think the grunge movement is overrated.
I
think it was an amazing period in musical history, but I don't think it spawned anything. And I'm not enough of a music critic to sit here and say, oh, well, there's this and that and the other. But there's, you know, when Pearl Jam goes on tour, they're playing their Pearl Jam music. There aren't Pearl Jam knockoffs. There was that group of bands in the 90s, mostly based in Seattle, and they were huge, and it was huge. And then it ended.
I mean, they still play.
Don't get me wrong. They still play. But I don't see them rubbing off on other bands. Like, it was time and
place. But I would say the same thing is true about classic rock to a degree.
Well, classic rock, but there were literally dozens, almost hundreds of artists or bands or, you know, things
that
come out of that era.
You're talking about the elite. How many more elites are there than what we just named when it comes to classic?
Right.
Are you Jackson Browne? Is that even?
He was hot for a while. That's about it.
Yeah, well, it's like you had a lot of that with you had that afterwards.
Well,
yeah.
We could do a deep dive on this. 2-4-8-5-3-9
Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers,
97-97 Ticket Tex, 97-136
Foo Fighters are kind of a derivative, right?
I mean, they're a direct derivative because of Dave Grohl, but Dave Grohl's kind of reinvented himself.
Chili Peppers are kind of part of all that in their own little way. They're almost like the Doors of the grunge.
Wow, look at you.
I just broke it down, didn't I?
But if you think Nirvana's overrated, what is a band out there that you've always thought was just a little overrated that you never got? And look, I'm on record with this one, and it's no offense, but I like Springsteen. I have Springsteen on my phone. I listen to Springsteen, but I just have never understood, and I know this is an old bit with me, how it goes from here up into the sky. Like, I don't get the reverence. I don't get the worldwide Bruce, Stoney's age, and even younger than Stoney, where it's more like going to a revival than a concert.
It's East Coast.
Well,
I don't know.
Not just East Coast that likes him, but it's the East. Base fan is East Coast.
The East Coast drove it from the beginning,
right?
And then I don't want to break it down. Born in the USA made it so commercial. And the reason, look, you cannot like Bruce Springsteen.
I like Bruce Springsteen.
I know. I'm just saying. I have no problem. You know, people say Springsteen sucks. That's fine. But to me, what makes him amazing is the live stuff. He's the greatest live performer probably ever. With the band.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there's a lot of the studio stuff where I can see people not liking, and it's all opinion anyway.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Ticket text 97136. Journey is a blanking joke. Blank Journey and Jamie's a putz. I didn't say anything bad about Journey or good about Journey. Why would you throw me into it? The Beatles, totally overrated. I know Valenti thinks that too. I disagree. I think the Beatles are great. And I've made the statement, I think the Beatles are more universally, like, the gap between the Beatles and whoever people think is the next greatest band of all time is greater than any other gap in any other debate on any topic. Like, who's the greatest baseball player of all time? Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Ted Williams. Who's the greatest swimmer of all time? Michael Phelps, Michael Spitz, whatever.
Mark Spitz.
No, Elliot Spitzer.
I think Michael Phelps one is actually greater than the Beatles gap.
I put Wayne Gretzky on that one too. I think the separation.
Oh, you're going to say that in Detroit?
Yeah.
This is hockey town. Some other ticket techs. I agree that all those bands he named were better than Nirvana. And I liked Nirvana had the CDs. That's from Jay and Wayne. Boo, Jamie Grunz is not overrated. Nirvana changed music. There's no arguing their impact on a global scale. Impossible to overrate. I don't know how they changed music.
They weren't the only ones doing it.
You'd have to tell me how they changed music.
Let me ask you a question. They were the first to make it popular, though, right?
No, their song is the first that went popular.
Right.
Okay.
My memory of grunge is listening to them in my dorm room, and the guy who lived across the hall from me had an eclectic musical taste, and I heard a lot more Pearl Jam than I heard Nirvana. Now, Nirvana may have broken the seal on it, but Pearl Jam at the time, in my mind, was every bit as big, if not bigger, than Nirvana. Now, maybe ticket sales will disagree with me.
You know who else was huge we didn't mention was Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bush was a pretty big band as well during that. The Smashing Pumpkins, again, I didn't care for them compared to the others. But some people, like, that was their number one.
You know who I think is overrated? I mean, you can't really say that in this town. I'm going to say it. I don't care. And I've met the guy. I like the guy. But Kid Rock, I think, is overrated outside. Here, it's like you think he was the greatest musician of all time.
Well, we have Kid Rock and Eminem.
Eminem's not overrated, though.
No, I know. But I'm saying Detroit, we only have about four national celebrities here who aren't sports stars. And those are two of them. I hate to say it, but
Kid Rock. Look, I saw Kid Rock.
You want a video about Michigan? Call Jeff Daniels. Call Tim Allen. Those are your only choices.
Kid Rock puts on a very good show. I'm horrible. I can't do it. But outside of Detroit, I mean, people look at Kid Rock and say, it's just a guy. Henry Ford, the inventor. Remember that song?
He still sells out a lot of concerts, though.
In Detroit.
But he does elsewhere as well,
Smaller venues. He's popular. He's good. I just think he's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
People look at him as like this transcendental, musician.
Transcendent.
Yes.
You know, one that I've heard, I don't agree, but is U2.
I don't agree with that. I think U2 is, I think they're actually remarkable. They have been pretty much at or near the top of the list for 30 years.
Bono's a global icon.
Yeah.
So that's why I would disagree with
that. I'm a big U2
fan. And a newer one is Coldplay. But again, They have a global appeal. Yeah. I used to like their music.
I think they're a little overrated.
Early on, they kind of changed their style, and yeah. I don't care for it.
Let's go to Jeff in East Point, 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say that the grunge movement and whatever those, the big four, I guess if you want to call them, what they did is they leveled the playing field. All those hair bands and the metal and hard rock had gotten so overblown that pick any one of those four bands, and they were part of that movement to level that off, and there was no more bombast in music. It was just back to rock and roll and torn flannel and torn jeans and tortoiseshell glasses, and that's really what they did. And it's, and Jamie, at the last segment, you had mentioned about there isn't really a band like Pearl Jam, or I forget how exactly you phrased it, but Eddie Vedder did change vocals in rock and roll music because he's at that low baritone voice, very little vibrato, and he absolutely changed. You started hearing a lot more of those type of lead vocalists in rock and roll, for sure. It changed that. In my humble opinion, I'm a local musician and take it for whatever it's worth, but... And also, anybody that says that either the Stones or Beatles are overrated, then you just know the conversation's over because you're not dealing with an intelligent person.
All right, thanks, Jeff. You raise a good point, too, and something I hadn't really thought about. It's maybe not so much what the movement spawned, but it's what it ended in terms of taking the... Because if you listen, like, if you have Sirius XM, you listen to 80s on 8 and the 90s on 9... It is a distinct difference.
Oh, I know.
There's a little bit of bleeding in like 89, 90, but for the most part, there's one style and then there's another style. And maybe that's what it did. So maybe it didn't spawn all these sound alikes, but maybe it ended what essentially was 80s music, which a lot of people think is total crap.
Well, he brought up the Eddie Vedder, you know, way of singing. And you had before that, you have the, you know, Petty, Bruce, Bob Dylan, those, you know, guys who don't have great voices, so
to
speak.
They like moaning almost.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Vedder's like,
right.
It is the Jamie and Stoney program on 97.1 The Tickets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.